Brothers and sisters, as we know, today is the day of Quds. What exactly is Al-Quds? Al-Quds is Jerusalem. And as we know, Jerusalem has a very high rank for anybody who belongs to any religion, whether you are Christian, whether you are Jewish, whether you are Muslim. Jerusalem has a historical significance for every religion. So therefore, we understand that once the oppression of Al-Quds stops, oppression all over the world will stop, because this affects everybody. So until Palestine is free, the oppression around the world will continue. So we need to free Palestine, and we need to chant that right now. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you very much. Our next speaker will be Sister Ramessa Khan. She is a student who will be starting university shortly, and she will recite a poem in support of the Palestinian mothers and children sharing in their pain. Please welcome Sister Ramessa.
Home is where the heart is. Isn't that what they say? Home is where my mother would tuck me into bed every night and meet me in the morning with a smile from cheek to cheek. Home is where I would sit with my siblings and rejoice in stories about how our days went. Home is the aroma of my mother's freshly baked pastries as I walk through the door. Home is my mother's arms cradling me tightly as she whispers, "It's going to be okay. I promise you." Home is where the heart is. Isn't that what they say? Then why in my home are there dead bodies where I used to play? The ache of their blood and torment of the destruction to my land that tears through my skin like a broken piece of glass. I walk outside only to see the morning of death. It's sunshine on debris and on bodies filling a black sea till a sickening breeze laughs in my ear and directs my gaze to the shop that I would greet with "Salam, Uncle Zaid," and now in its place is just a pile of rubble. I continue, but my feet stumble as I witness my house burn to shreds. They call it a war, but how can it be a war when we are clearly outmatched with no defense while they use weapons that are illegal and bulldozers? Sorry. And bulldozers to kill. But home is where the heart is. Isn't that what they say? Home is my mother gesturing for me to come to her as she screams my name. Ibrahim, run! Right as the bombs fall before our eyes like the first snowflakes of the coming winter, while people around me are running for cover, not knowing whether they will live or die, I look around to see her mother with her newborn pressed closely to her chest as her lips read a prayer to God, crying for this massacre to end. Home is where the heart is. Isn't that what they say? So they might think carrying weapons makes them tough, but here kids carry weapons to protect their homes. No, I don't mean guns or bombs. I mean stones. We throw them at tanks, but make no impact, unlike the drones. Home is where the heart is. Isn't that what they say? Then why is the pain of my people felt throughout our homes? The loss of their innocence and the deprivation of their pride. The mother who cannot live to see her children another day. The children who walk to school only to be held captive at 11 years of age. The fathers who do not make enough money for their bills to be paid. The children whose screams vanish into the sky to the infants being buried alive. I cannot help but feel accountable for the destruction of their families and agony of their cries. Though we are not related by the severing of our blood that ties, I remember their names. Raha, 5, Muhammad, 18, Samira, 53, Ziad, 9, Osama, 7, Abdullah, 4, Sahir, 11, and Hadi, only 3 years of age. The smoke blurs my vision as I look around screaming for my mother. Mother, where are you? Right as a bullet is put to her head, and in seconds she's gone just like the rest. I run towards her and hold her fragile body in my arms. I cry and cry until my eyes cannot weep anymore. Mother, mother, my screams and cries echo through the sky. Mother, your death will not go out in vain. Palestine will be free. And yet they say But my mother, the heart of my home, was taken away.
From the river to the sea,